Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about the need for Christians to live their lives as if they expect the return of Christ to be today. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My oldest son did what I call a dirty thing to me. He took my grandchildren and he moved to Alabama. And as I talk to them now, ever since they moved there, I'm finding that my little grandkids are beginning to talk like people in Alabama. And they have that same accent. Well, before they moved, we knew the time was near. They had not set a specific date that they would move, but we knew that the time was near. We knew that they would be leaving. We learned much about it. We could prepare and not be caught off guard by it. They didn't one day start loading the truck and we said, "Hey, wait a minute, where are you going?" No, we already knew. And in like manner, the rapture is going to take place. And as a Christian, you're going to be suddenly caught up to be with the Lord. Be caught up as if you were already expecting it. Anna, the prophetess, Simeon, John the Baptist's parents, and others were looking for the Messiah, and they lived their lives accordingly. Mary's life was such that she was told that she was highly favored by God, and that she would deliver the Messiah, whom she also said would be her Savior. Now, by the way, Mary needed a Savior. That's why 8 days after Christ was born, she went to offer an offering at the temple. That offering was a sin offering, as according to Leviticus chapter 12. Now, I don't think Mary was lying. And she wasn't offering a sin offering and yet be without sin. Okay? Jesus didn't offer a sin offering. He became sin for us on the cross, but he did not offer a sin offering. He was the sin offering for us. Well, Mary, if she had no sin and she offered a sin offering, she'd be lying, and therefore she'd have her first sin. So understand, Mary is in no way deity. She needed a Savior, and she was proud to claim Jesus Christ as her Savior. She trusted God. Who could only see someone was coming to this earth, was coming to Jerusalem, was coming to take his position. He was a king in this world, but he was in darkness. Oh, what a contrast. The kingdom with its power and riches to these people, these poor people, Mary and Joseph, and yet the eternal riches lie with Mary and Joseph. Now, verse 5 lets us know that there is a contrast between light and darkness. Follow along as I read here again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness." We must first see a definition of light in this passage. It comes from the Greek word phos. It is used to refer to the light of the sun as contrasted to the light of the moon. This light is never kindled. We don't each morning see someone getting up and kindling the sun and starting a fire there. No, it's already there. And therefore, it is never quenched. It sinks in the west, but we never see it put out, somebody pouring water on it. The Greek word for light kindled is akin to our word illuminate. It comes from the word luknos, and it has the idea of to illuminate. But that's a different Greek word, and it's not used here. We go to 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. We read this. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, phos, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Light and darkness is the difference between holiness and sin. Day and night are the differences of righteousness and unrighteousness. You're born a child of darkness when you're born into this world. You're born again a child of light or day when you receive Christ as Savior. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And Nicodemus would have been equal to a Ph.D. in our day. But old Nicodemus lacked light. Although he was a teacher, he lacked light. Well, we find there that God is light, phos, a light that's never kindled or never quenched. Consider the differences, my friend, between Christ's kingdom and the world's kingdom. What a contrast. Light is understanding, and day is the manner of our daily ongoing life. Darkness sees light as a killjoy, and negative to its peace and joy. The night is life lived according to the fleshly lust, be it wicked darkness, or life lived for self-esteem, self-gain, self-pleasure, or self-comfort. In other words, it is a life that is not godly. Oh, it's not hateful necessarily of God in a conscious way. It's just that it lives its life without thought to God. It's opposite of Titus 2, 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Now, the grace that brings salvation is what he's talking about, okay? This is talking about saving grace. And then he says in verse 12, teaching us, in other words, what does saving grace teach us? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, salvation does not reform the old nature. Upon receiving Christ, he miraculously gives us a new nature. The old nature is still there. But now we're more than just moral people. We now walk in the Spirit. My friend, there should be a difference between you, if you're saved, and an unsaved person who's very moral. They may be moral. They may not do the things that even some people that are Christians are doing. But the difference between you and them is that you should walk in the Spirit, and that your life should be more clean and more holy and more pure than theirs. And this is the idea of Christ's words on repentance and faith for the salvation of the soul when we're looking at the difference, the contrast between light and darkness. In John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, it says, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness. Now that implies sinful pleasure. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. You see, this is the kind of guy that hates preaching against sin. He's the one that hates the preaching for holiness. He's the one that hates the preaching that tells them not to bring the world into the church. Why? Because it's reproving his deeds. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. In other words, the holiness of God is the light that reveals our sin. Too many people want to continue in their sin instead of being saved from it. And so today, people say they're coming to the Lord for salvation, but the heart is not repentant. In other words, they don't want God to take their sin away. They still want to hold on to it. And so you have easy believism today that rears its head as the serpent and says, live like you want to. Just say this prayer, dear God, I'm a sinner and save me. And just go on your way and you're all right. You can live like you want to. Well, no, that's not a repentant heart. A repentant heart understands you're coming to God and you're not only wanting His forgiveness, but Him to take your sin away. Light came to the world at Christmas time, but men loved darkness rather than light. And that's why, even when Jesus came to the temple, His own received Him not. We see the words of Christ in verses 20 and 21 there of John 3 as they fit right in, hand and glove, as with our text. There He said again in verse 20 of John 3, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God. And then our text, where He says, ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. The contrast of our position in Christ prevents that day from overtaking us as a thief. In other words, the truly saved people walk in light. That's Christmas Day. Others are in the world. He came to save them, but they reject Christ because they love darkness rather than light. Theirs is Christmas night. So we see not only the contrast of position. Next, I want you to see the contrast of performance. Again, verses 6 and 7 here, 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. But they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Since you have position in Christ, don't sleep as the world sleeps. Children of the light can become careless in the world and be asleep when they should be watching. That is why we are exhorted to watch and be sober. We must constantly abide in Him in order that we are not as others at His appearing who will be ashamed, saved so as by fire. The right attitude to have as a child of God is, though no one join me, still I will follow. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.